Because there was so many years in the dream that Azazel had, when there was no man created, that he would be given the whole world. Everything will be given. He was the only one who was in line for taking over the world. And as his dream was being realized, and now he was lifted to the heavens, and the angels would ask him questions, he would give advice. At that time he gets the news that something called Adam is being made. So he blows in anger and says, what's the need of an Adam when I am here? Meaning there's no need for somebody else. I'm doing the job. At that time, the enmity started. And thereafter, when the angel said that we heard that Adam is going to be made Khalifa on the earth, not you. That was like the final blow. And when Almighty Allah now says to Shaitan, Azazel, you also make sajda to Adam, you are never going to make that. Rather, at that time, he would stand up and make a claim that the decision to choose Adam over man, Adam over jinn, Adam over me, the decision of the mighty creator is a wrong decision. So the angel was shocked. He made the statement. And in that statement, he showed that man is made of fall, man is made of rubbish, man is filled with desire, man is filled with the love of evil. Man will fall for girls, man will fall for pills, he will fall for drugs, he will cause wife, threat, chaos, murder. He will never come into one masjid on a Saturday afternoon solely in the love of one Allah. It will never happen. So the angels also were wondering, why was man preferred over jinn? So as he went out, he said, I'll prove to you that man is nothing but rubbish. So all the angels have said, very good proofs. And as he went out, and this I have mentioned a couple of times, students have heard it, and in him there's a lot of repetition, it's something to think about. Because in the world that we see today, this is what's happening. As he was going now, Almighty Allah said, that I want you yourself to take the imtihan of my sincere, my loyal, my beloved service. So he said that not a single one besides the ones who protect, meaning the Anbiya alayhi salam, will be able to remain firm and safe and obedient and loyal. So Almighty Allah said, no, they will be lost. Majority will be yours, but minority will be mine. So it is very possible. Almighty Allah said, go ahead. And the angels are now watching this match. When every person enters this world, this is a match that is taking place. The match starts when the child comes out of the womb of the mother and Shaitan is telling him to give him one pinch. That pinch is to say the game is starting. The child cries, he says, already you're crying. He starts. It starts with the pinch and it doesn't stop. He troubles standing wide awake, he troubles while he's sleeping. He troubles you in the toilet, he troubles you in the masjid. He will be with you around the foot of the earth. So as he was going out, Almighty Allah said, you will take the imtihan, and you will yourself see why man has been preferred over jinn. So Almighty Allah said, and to make the imtihan even more juicy of your God, I will give you power. Power which man will not have.
the power to affect the entire body of man, but the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart was that one point that Iblis had never silenced. And when he saw the heart in this world, that is his greatest concern in life. That if this heart opens, the entire beauty of the Creator will manifest. And in one sense, you may be an Umar who wants to take the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if that heart opens and one verse of Quran penetrates, the next step will become the lion. You can be a drunkard, you can be a man on the streets, you can be a person addicted to the bottle, you can be a person on drugs. Rehab should have been tried on you, doctors should have spoken to you, bayan should have been given to you, how many things? And then one night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed that heart to open. In that one opening, one verse of Quran is sufficient to entire existence. That heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he told Shaitan, I will give you the power to affect the whole body. What serves it is when you support and you move his whole thing. Oh Shaitan, go in the world and I give you the power of voice. And in this ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought the competition of Shaitan and man to speak now. From the time of Adam alayhi salam till the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Shaitan was never able to prove his point. That from the east to the west, north to the south, there was never a single sincere worship of Allah. There was always. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and now he said between me and Qiyamah there's nothing. It means this is Shaitan's final chance to prove his point. And already Allah wanted to do something else for us. He wanted the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to shine in a manner to the angels that no one before ever saw. So to make that shine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased the power of Shaitan in this era to a level which he never enjoyed from the time of Adam. He always had the power of voice. But in this era, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased it to the level that wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you could be at home, you've got the television. It's not that you say, I'm going to listen to news, and I will see BBC, I will see CNN. It is the voice of one Shaitan. As he wants to tell you current affairs of the world, you will hear it. Your small child will say, Daddy, I want entertainment. He put on the TV, there'll be a cartoon. Disney World is not Donald Duck and Goofy. It is the voice of Shaitan through a cartoon character. He will teach your child what you yourself have never taught. Your child will grow up. Your child will learn about Arabs who are evil people, who will learn about Nihals and evil things, oppressive things. Your child will learn about science, geography, education, how to be an engineer, how to fly in space. Your child will learn it from a cartoon, Shaitan. Your daughter will be opening the magazine, how to get married, what your vows must be, what's the perfect husband, what's the perfect house. She will not be learning from the life of Fatima radiallahu anha. The voice of Shaitan will speak. And happily she will listen. You will be going home reading the newspaper, seeing the sports. You will go in the car, you will put on the radio, the voice of Shaitan. And it will penetrate every ear and happily man will be hearing. That one power itself was sufficient for Shaitan to wipe out the entire world. Shaitan at that time would have said, enough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, not enough. I'll give you more power. وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْرِ وَرَجِيمِ I will give you the power of force that I will allow you to get the armies of the world under your power. And you can bring those armies upon whoever you want to. And if your voice is not able to make the person listen to you, then force will definitely be able to break. Shaitan will do it, Almighty Allah said, your armies will come, وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْرِ Some of those armies will come on conveyances. In the past it would be horses, elephants, camels. In today's time it's jets, it's tanks. وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْرِ وَرَجِيلِ And you will bring upon them your armies on foot. They will be coming with bows and arrows, they will be coming with guns. Never in history was the enemy ever weaker in arms and numbers than the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala system, the power of kufr in every era was always strong. There was only this Fir'aun, the Haman, the Qarun. Whoever was obedient to Allah was always put under the sword. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the power that you will be able to cut the body of my sincere believer, but that heart will not give up iman. Shaitan said, impossible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will go to Iraq, you will go to Syria, you will go to Palestine, you will go to Afghanistan, you will bring the woman on the ground, you will put a child on the chest, you will let it give up, you will put the knife here, the woman will say, I'll never leave my iman. Life will be given, blood will be shed, but Allah will. Shaitan said, impossible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَشَعَدِكُمْ فِي الْأَوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ اللَّهَ تَوَرَكُمْ فَسَلْمَرْنَا فَجِلُوا إِمَنْ مُوْخَوْا. This ummah is going to shine. The angels will receive this ummah, they will say, Subhanallah, I'll give you more power. I will allow you to become a partner in the wealth of the entire world. How he did it in the past, he did it. We are in that era when the power of Shaitan is reaching its peak. A worldwide bank system has been set up. Every person who gets money, he put his money in the bank. In the bank, now you are partners with Mr. Bank. Mr. Bank is a worldwide Shaitan network. You will have nothing but a credit card. You will also be getting the insurance. When you want to pay, you will have cash. When you swipe, all you are saying is, at the moment I got no cash on me, my partner got the money, he will pay now, I'll pay him later. The money of the world will be yours. The gold, the silver, material. No one in the world will be able to mine unless your lobby can show them how to mine. I will give you the money of the world to buy the iman of the entire world. Shaitan said, I'll do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will give you a partner in the child of every single person. How to become a partner in the child which is born? The first thing that I see is not the mother, the face of a Muslim. He doesn't see the father with the Islamic beard. He will see the nurse who will most likely be a Christian, a Jew or atheist. Or he will see the doctor with no beard. First impression is of kufr. The mother will see my child. The nurse will give him, say, never your child should be put in the incubator room. 2 minutes with the mother, 24 hours in the next room with music will now start. Father will leave the child home, he will play with his heartbeat, but father has to go work. Mother has to work to know. The child will be taken and put in front of an IT, in front of a, whatever you call it, this. Now this, whatever you call it, child some galaxy, and this phone, and that phone. And then they will say, this is the newest toy in the market, so keep my child busy. But who's keeping the child busy? Shaitan will say, oh father, mother, you are very busy, but I will keep your child busy. Because more than your child is my child. That child will grow up in front of the cartoons. He will grow up in front of music. Then when he reaches the age of 3, he can't even watch behind. But mother will say, you have to go to school now. That child will be taken into an education system where Shaitan will say, mommy, daddy, you can't teach this child. You are busy. I will teach him my system of education. I will teach him that his grandfather who is Adam was nothing but a monkey. And he himself was released. And we were calling the theory of evolution. Where the grandson himself says, my grandfather was a monkey. Adam alayhi salam was Shaitan's enemy from the beginning. Millions will be sent to get you there to make man himself say that yes, my grandfather was a monkey. He said, I will teach him. I will teach him everything, my child, not your child. And thereafter I will take him to university. I will give him a grant. I will put him up in the world. I will let him be my child, not your child. When that person reaches the age of 40, mommy will say my child, dad will say my child. He will say, mommy, dad, you also spend 10% of your life with somebody else than 90%. He is my bigger father than you. Allah Ta'ala, I'll give you the children of the world. Shaitan said, I'll get them. Allah Ta'ala, you. What if you are giving you the power to give false promises and hopes? Everyone will be in a hope, I'll live longer, I'll make more money, this will happen, that will happen. Shaitan said, with that power I'll get the Allah back to you. Inna ilahi laysa laka alayhim. There will be certain servants of mine. You will bring rage in the world, drugs in the world, internet. You will bring porn, everything will be free, prostitutes. But you will find one Saturday afternoon,
when they will have millions of things to do, they will be lined up gathering one message. What will they do? The whole world of angels will come to Sukhari. That was so much power to look at the gallery. And not only one gallery. Go and look at the Haram. Go and see people from country after country. Look in the night of Ramadan, how people are standing. At that moment, Shaitan is screaming on many Allah's name. Musa alayhi salam, Dawah reaches the house of Fir'aun, after the Islam. Because many of them now hear voice in Iraq, voice in Sham, and it makes us bleed. And this is our Iqtihad also. So when after the Kalima of Fir'aun becomes tyrannous, that in his own house, so the torture of the CIA, the FBI, Israel is nothing compared to what happened to one body on Asia. The entire torture of Shaitani is kind of the body to make sure she gives it up. As the Asia is taken out to the ground and she's being cut at different parts, at that time two eyes fell on Asia. Those two eyes fall on every one of us. And this is what is called the Tasawwuf, to start seeing those two eyes. The one eye was the eye of Shaitan. That Shaitan who saw Asya screaming in pain was not smiling. Why wasn't he smiling? Because he only smiled on Kufr. As long as that Iman was in Asya's heart, Shaitan was burning. And he was telling his men, get that Iman out. But that Iman was Rahman. Next to that eye was the eye of Rahman Almighty Allah. And when Allah's eye was focused on Asya, Allah announced to the world of angels that where are those angels who once upon a time asked the question that why has man been favored over the jinn? Bring those angels. And when the entire jamaat of angels had to look at Asya, then the question would be asked that has Asya proven that man is greater than jinn? And only when the angels would say Subhanallah, that what is this man? And that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, oh Asya, you have done your job. Every one of us, when we are in front of Haram, the same two eyes will fall. When the internet is on, the button can be pressed, you will look this way, that way, and so on. But there are going to be two eyes. One is the eye of Shaitan, which says, I have made practically free for you now. You don't have to take out contract. It is free. You got 3 times, 3 minutes, 3 everything. Press the button. And one is the eye of Rahman says, I will not prevent you pressing it, but I ask you don't press it. And when that man doesn't press, then the words of angels ask, why didn't he press? And they got no answer but Subhanallah. What is man? So this is what this program is about. That Allah gave Shaitan the power to attack the entire body of man. But this heart was left for Allah. If this heart can open and that magnet can hit, then everyone will see himself flying towards his creator. رَبُّكُمْ الَّذِي يُزِّي لَكُمْ الْفُلْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will end it. If you want to understand how one will survive, that one ship, if it can go through the storms of the world, it can go through the oceans, waves like mountains, one ship because Allah is here to cover safely. Your heart connects with its creator, you will move through the storms of Shaitan and you will also come safely. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this eye of the heart start seeing realities around us. We see the eye of Shaitan and we make it burn. We see the eye of our Rahman and our desire is Allah, we love in the condition that you are smiling at us and we die in the condition that you are smiling at us. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشهد حب لله فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن أبناء الإيمان وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام علماء الإسلام من فرز يعني هذا that the main thing in a person's body is his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying different parts of our body. Every part of our body has got a different function. The eye has got a function, the eye sees. The mouth has got a function, the mouth speaks. The ear has got a function, the ear hears. three parts of the body for the function. And the function of the heart is to love. And every single person loves something in this world. But in the hadith of Rasulullah, what is in his dua? What was the desire of the Rasulullah? What dua did he make? He said, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask you for your love. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it is the creation of a person has love for them. Once, Hazrat Mawlana Imam Hasan Sahib, he was walking. He came out of the masjid, he had come out, and after he drove there. And he saw one person walking behind him, and the person was crying uncontrollably. So he turned around and asked the person, that why are you crying? Actually, he walked for a while, he turned back, he looked. He walked again, he turned back, he looked. And at that time, he came to the person and asked, he said, why are you crying? So the person said, Hazrat, I am crying because I've got so much of love for you, extreme love for you. So Hazrat Rahmatullah told him, that see, you got love for me. You have love for the awliya Allah, it's very, very great thing, and you should have love for the awliya Allah and cultivate it. But Hazrat wanted to reach a very important point, that must not be the object. The object must be the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, see, if you love me, and I die tomorrow, then what will happen to your love? Rather put your love to the creator of love, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connect your heart and get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that love will remain forever and forever. And he said, the second thing is, that if you love me, I don't even know you love me. How can I show appreciation to you? If three people love me, five people love me, how can I show appreciation to you? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who will show what appreciation for every single person in the world loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the difference between the love of creation and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There are two differences. The one difference is that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will carry on forever and forever. It will never come to an end. But the love of creation, you love no matter who you love, either you will die or that person will die. And the person will go in the cupboard, they will go in the grave, and they hope that love will come to an end. You love your money, you love your empire. Or as the Pisa Rahmatullah used to say, it was the right of our chef in one of the Pisa, that there are three things in this world. One is the person who needs the object of his life, this dunya. That person is the most foolish person. The dunya was not in existence, it was not even in existence. It is third class, useless class, dead class actually, not even third class. Got no value anymore in life of Allah. And a person who is running after dunya is the most foolish person. A small child, he is standing in the beach front and he is playing. He is playing in the sandcastle. And he is building and he makes a nice sandcastle. And at the end of the day, high tide is coming, he is walking with his family, holding his hand, father's hand. Whole 1 hour he walks to the castle. And the water comes, and the rain comes, it comes over the castle and takes the castle into the water. And the child looks and he starts laughing. Because why? His heart is not in this. 30 years later, a man is building now big castles. So there's a small sand castle on the beachfront. Now he's building big, big sand castles. He's standing on the ground and he's building 2-story buildings, 5-story buildings, 10-story buildings. Building big sand castles. And eventually the earth is in the cup. Eventually he will pass away. And then Bali will come fresh now. But now his heart is in it. When he was a small child, the child is more intelligent than the big man. Because the child understands that this is coming to an end at the end of the day. At 5 o'clock the high child will come, it will take it away. But the man who thinks he's coming to be intelligent is the most foolish person. Because he is thinking that my building will remain forever and forever. So he is such a foolish person. So Allah just mentioned that don't go for third class, dunya. Second class is gender. Jannah is Tara'ahu Qadwi, we have great respect for Jannah. Jannah was not in existence, but it will remain forever and forever in existence. So we have love for Jannah. But that also is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the creation can never ever compare to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And first class is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala was always in existence and Allah ta'ala was always in existence. If you want to put your heart into somebody, you give your heart to somebody, give it to the one who created you, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of creation will eventually come to an end. But the love of the creation will remain forever and forever. A person living this world will have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will pass away, the love of Allah will remain. He will go in Jannah also, the love will remain. So much so, our elders mentioned, our Muradi have mentioned, that when a person goes to Jannah, he will get all his money from Jannah also. But if a person has not got the ma'rifat and recognition and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, the person's jannah also would be very, very low in enjoyment and in contentment compared to a person who has got the ma'rifat and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person would be very, very far away compared to a person who has the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what Allah says in this world. Another difference between the love of creation and the love of creature, as I mentioned, Mawlana Hasan Sahib rahmatullahi mentioned, that the creation, no matter how much you love them or you give them, they can never be loyal to you, they can never appreciate it. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur, Allah yu'ti al-ajr al-jazeel al-ulamu al-khamil. That they who gives great amount of reward for small, small actions, it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, a person does so much effort for you, but what can you really give that person? The most of everyone is love Allah. You can give some money to the person, but how much can you really appreciate? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you appreciate? Another difference is that the people in this world are unloyal. If a person becomes a friend of shaitan, Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, come and tell the shaitan, he's fallen in shaitan, the example of shaitan, he's a friend, become a kafir. They lose your iman, lose your iman. The minute man loses his iman, he says, inni bari'un minka, I'm free from you, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He suddenly becomes a sinner, a pious, very, very muttaqi. I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, how unloyal he is, how disloyal he is, how unfaithful he is, he will lead you in the dirt. Our Lord mentions one lady, she went into one shop, and she bought one card, and the card is written there, my heart is only for you, I love only you. So the person gave her, he said, I got a card like this. So she said, he made his card like this, and the person made it for you. So how unloyal people are, disloyal they are. So they are unfaithful they are. The heart is for everybody else. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person is loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will never ever leave that person in debt. When a person is in a world of problems, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there for that person. One is a Rabbita, he says, don't have to worry about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't have bad thoughts. If your whole life you are loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the time when you meet most of the time of death, you think Allah will leave you? Allah will leave you in the last shaitan? Allah will help you, definitely will do at the most important juncture of your life when you are leaving this world. So Allah ta'ala is the most faithful, Allah ta'ala is most loyal to a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the enemy may be in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the minute you say, Allah, Allah is with you. Ana ma'ahu idha dhakarani. The minute you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never mind the time also. Our Lord says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that the office hours of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are 24 hours. At any time, the person wants to protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person is 12 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock is the best time actually. Our office hours are from 8 to 5. But Allah's office hours are open 24 hours. And the best time is 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's office hours is not that you will phone Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will get a report message there or the secretary is sitting there and say the boss is in a meeting, phone back up to 1 hour, 2 hours. Or you go, they say, if you want to rest, number 1 for English, number 2 for Afrikaans, number 3 for Zulu. Any language Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands. And even if you are dumb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands you. Allah knows your language. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects you, you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your beloved wife is sitting next to you. And now you talk to her and you're showing her so much of love, home, you're seeing you are. And she is fast asleep, she doesn't even know what you are saying. And you are thinking of so much, showing so much of love to the wife. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no matter what time it is, in the middle of the night, open your eyes, see Allah, Allah is my banda, I am present, I am here for you. What is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? At every moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a person. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a person intelligent. The love of Mahmud generation will make a person hand. Hazrat Kisa rahmatullahi used to mention that so many people there are in this world who have got love of the creation. And because of this, most of the people became the men hospital to go. Because they fell in love with one woman, they fell in love with one haram. Because of this, they lost their mind, they lost their brain, they became men. Let me mention one story. He said one person in the men hospital. And someday, he said, let me see how these people are in the men hospital. And sometimes, maybe in our life, once at least, we should go to a men hospital. And Allah will be so weak to understand what a ni'mat that has given us our upper brains. What a ni'mat the body is. See a person who has his brain is not like this. Two box shots, two screws are loose. And then you'll see what a ni'mat that has given us our brains. So anyhow, he went there and he sees one man is making a lot of shabnam, shabnam, shabnam. He said, what's wrong with this man? But he said, he's been like, see, this man was in love with shabnam. But she was in love with him. She was in love with somebody else. So she got married. She got married to somebody else. So when he heard about this, he went mad. Now all the connections in the mad of Shabnam, 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 Shabnam. So he's very, very dead. He said, let's go to the next person. He went to the next person, and he said, this person is, like he's making a funny, funny sounds. He also wrong with this man here? He said, I'm very Shabnam. So he also went mad. So the one who never got Shabnam went mad, the one who got Shabnam also got mad. So in this world, he loves somebody also. It will lead eventually to a person becomes mad. But the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be aqal intelligence. It will make a person understand the realities of this world. Allah ta'ala will open up to a person. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a certain honor for a person. Look at the awliya of Allah. They call love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they walk, how people will respect them, how people will run after them. And the love of this dunya, love of this world, the person who is wrong of this world, you see people respecting him, people honoring him, maybe because he's become bad. Today people will talk very highly of him. But tomorrow, as soon as they turn their backs away from that person, they will teach the person. They will think ill of that person. They will hate that person. But the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never mind, they've got no wealth, they've got nothing outwardly of this world. But Allah ta'ala has fulfilled his desires. And Allah ta'ala says, oh, Jibreel alayhi salam, I love so and so Allah, I love my so and so servant. You also love him. And Jibreel alayhi salam, he said, I want him in the heavens to all the angels. And eventually, that answer is made to the beings of the earth. And Allah Ta'ala has put this in the heart of people and love of those people. And suddenly, when everybody starts loving this person, there's no outward means for it. You see, our Shaykh, all about the Kaaba or Muslims, how people have love for them, what people will be sacrifice for them. And no outward things, they are not getting any benefit because for any worldly benefit, this is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places in the heart of people. So, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person will give the person will give honor. And in the love of creation, a person will get zillah, and a person will get disgrace. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always success. Even failure is success. And in the love of creation, even success is failure. No matter which person you've got love for, no matter what property you've got love for, even your halal, for most of them, definitely a person will have love for his wife. One hadith comes to mind, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if two people got muhabbat and love for one another, and then they start breaking off. They have some problems in their head, so we call that for Bayi Umar. The reason for that is because of the guna and he sent one of them to us. Allah says, two people have got love for one another, intense love for one another. And then they have got problems in their head. They've got problems among themselves, not only their head. Any two friends, they start fighting among themselves. The Bishra Allah mentioned that the reason for that is because of the guna and he sent the person to us. One person wrote, Master Sakim ul Majani wa Mahmudali. And he says, this is the Sharif Bayi Majislah, correcting myself, stealing from guna and sin. I've got a problem. I'm finding that my love for my wife is increasing. I should now become more pious. I've been more in the masjid. I've been making more ibadah. I'm learning to think about my wife. But I'm finding the love for my wife is increasing. So it's something that this is a definite effect of taqwa. Your love for your halal wife definitely will increase. Because you are eating haram. So the love for your wife will increase. The love for your children will increase. So all the problems you are having now, this is because of the gunah which we are doing. When the person has got the love of Allah, will make all his affairs right in this world also, in the dunya also. But anyhow, we are saying that the love of any person in this world eventually will lead to failure. It will come to an end. You leave this world, the person will pass away. But the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that even if you are failure, you are successful. The proof for this is, Hazrat Mawlana Ash-Shaytan al-Qur'an says in one ayat of the Quran, وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتُ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. A person who leaves his home and is beyond the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's making hijrah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One sahabi was doing making hijrah and he passed away on the path. And now you are telling people who are very, very worried. This person is not fulfilled his hijrah. Maybe he passed away without iman. And the Allah says, Aisha, Allah, no one, no one. He's got the full reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Sami Rahimahullah, he says, generally a person is in the path to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love and muhabbat. A person is making efforts to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make his plan and information. Even if he passes away without fulfilling the cause, without reaching the destination, he's faqad waqa ajruhu ala Allah, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is completely successful. Allah will give him success. So in this path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will never be unsuccessful. A person will always be successful. If a person has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who will give. Allah Ta'ala can give everything. And the people of the dunya, what can you give? People can give nothing to God. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the treasures of this world in his hands. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them what treasures which the people of the world cannot ever imagine. Our Allah mentions The question of the Holy Allah mentioned, he said, made a claim that if the king of the world knew the treasures which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us, they would have come on the army to take out the treasures from our hearts, but they would never have get it. People in this world think treasures means I've got a lot of money, I've got a lot of things. But all the things of this dunya, all the things of this world, eventually lead the person to come to us. The most wealthiest people in the world, they did a survey somewhere, and they found out that the one country of the world, like for Switzerland, is the most wealthiest country in the world. And the most amount of sexual freedom is given in that country. Whatever haram a person wants to do, everything is open. A person can do as much guna as he wants. The most amount of morality and modesty is there. So, outwardly it seems, there is so much of money in the country, and in South Africa normally we have a deficit. We have to be government as work or charge more taxes. They have got so much of money, that every year they have a mashwara and a discussion, where must we put our money? And they say, no one works in the whole country for the next 4 years. They put enough money for the next 4 years. So well in the country is. But the amazing thing is, the most amount of suicide in the world is placed in the country. The most amount of suicide. It shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in the heart. Allah does not give contentment in the heart. No matter how much poverty the person has got, there will be no happiness in the person there. The person has got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the treasures which Allah ta'ala will grant, the person has got all the treasures. There are small things. Allah ta'ala will give the heart, happiness in the heart, contentment of the heart. Allah will open up jannah in this world, the person will start getting already when he's got a Muhammad and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. So these are just a few of the many other which our ulama has mentioned between the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of creation. We just mentioned the two. So this is the dua which we said Allah wa'ala is made. Allah wa'ala is made. Allah wa'ala is made. Allah wa'ala is because the love of Allah ta'ala is the greatest of the. And then the reason Allah wa'ala is made is continue the dua. وَأَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ يُحِبُّكَ وَأَسْأَلُكَ حُبَّ مِنْ يُحِبُّكَ and وَاللَّا يَعَسُّوا for the love of those who will love you. The love of Sahaba, the love of the great Imam Sikh, the love of the great Imam Hadith, the love of the pious people, the love of Bismillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama and kiram, the love of all of these people, and the love of our mashayikh, the love of our sheikh. And then, وَحُبَّ عَمَلٍ الَّذِي يُقَرِّبُنَا يُبَيِّنُنَا إِلَى حُبِّكَ وَاللَّا يَعَسُّوا the love of those a'mal and actions which will lead us to Allah. So it shows the very love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First time is a wishful thinking about the love of Allah ta'ala, clear about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he has two a'mal, he has two actions. And by means of the actions, he says that he will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Masih, Imam Ali Rahmatullah, mentioned that to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, outwardly is not the enemy. And to get the love of actions, to do actions, because man by nature he's got a nafs, he's got desires. So outwardly is not so easy. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in the majlis. The love of those who will love you. Just get the love of one Allah wa'ala, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by getting the love of those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is actually a person will start getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person will get the love of a'mal to be a person to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is Islam, just as we are in, the object of this is firstly for a person to Islam and creation, to cleanse the heart of all sin and dirt, and the final object and purpose and maqsad is to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Muhammad of Allah ta'ala becoming a person's heart. This dua which is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbaka, hubbaka min yuhibbuka wal 'amala alladhi yubaligh ila hubbaka. Every single one of us continues to make this dua to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly understand our state. The love of every single thing that is in this world, the person understands the love of ice cream, the love of a house, the love of a wife, the love of children. People do not even know what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The object of this is to create within us this feeling, this worry and concern, and how can I get, bring within myself the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you come here and only this one thing you feel away to this sirta, how can I, this burning desire comes in our heart. And our ulama Islam mentioned this, our ulama mentioned many, many times, the arm looking at me, the guy is asking me, you can't burn this fire yourself in your heart. But this fire is transferred from heart to heart. From the love of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, transferred to the Sahaba in the Ram. From the Sahaba in the Tabi, in the Tabi, and throughout this thing has come in the hearts of the awliya Allah, and it comes from one heart to the other heart. But a person sitting in the company of the awliya Allah, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting connection and ta'alluq and closer to them, and whichever wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got different qualities, different ways, different habits. Our Hazrat Isa rahimahullah mentioned that the only one person, there's only one being, who every single person's nature was connected to him, that was the being of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's nobody else. Every person will have a different appreciation, a different feeling towards a certain way of Allah, a certain pious person. So whoever a heart is connected to, whoever a person will feel, The visceral wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ulama of that time, the pious people of that time regard him to be the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They regard him to be a pious person. They regard saying somebody is a very, very great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially this time. InshaAllah, the wali of the same person said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest thing in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the barakah of these majalis, grant us through the salafah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the barakah of all our mashayikh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant myself firstly this muhabbat and Islam, and grant me to every single one of us, wa aqsa da'wana, alhamdulillah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال سبحانه وتعالى ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الدنيا حلة خجرة إن الله مستخفكم فيها بأمر كيف تعملون أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فلما الإمام الأزم يبرز الإسلام Every person has said the كلمة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله But directly, indirectly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has extended to him his hand of worship. But that person has become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only left up to that person, individual, to now join his hand to the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, literally speaking. Every single person sitting here, every person Muslim in the world also, definitely the time will come in his life, in his heart, where he wants to become pious. He wants to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to gain the ma'rifah, the definition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to start performing salah. He wants to keep his bad habits. He wants to become a good and pious Muslim. So that he lives a healthy, pious life in this world. And also he leaves this world in the condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. Every one of us have this salah and desire in the heart. That I want to do it, I want to be pious. I want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with that, near in the heart, at the same time we find inna al-nafsa la'amaratun bisu. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept within our bosom the biggest enemy, the biggest shore, the biggest thief. Hazrat Sayyid Abu Barakatuh, it is easy now to blame the kuffar. And to see that fitna around us, once you leave the masjid, that iron wall of fitna is there. Between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the barrier is there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every single individual the capacity in his heart. Every single person has the capacity in his heart, which is a fitrah, which is a natural born thing in a person to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah then accept the heart of the man for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when the talab will come in the heart, the desire, the inabat in Allah, the desire to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this desire puts a person into motion, puts him into harkat. That, Ya Allah, I want to find you. I want to find you before my eyes close. That I want to recognize you. Allah says that recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different things. The nawal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the gifts, the bounty, the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to say that only with the bounty of Allah you recognize it. Every single thing, as I say, we are the slaves of Allah ta'ala's ihsan and ni'mat and bounties. Recognize Allah ta'ala, he says, how many mashayikh make tarbiyah and islah of the muridin, this upon food, upon eating only. They find Allah ta'ala in your food. And one fruit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we enjoy. نسمى من سيا نتال the mango is delicious the different fruits we enjoy how is delicious how we enjoy it who put the sweetness into the fruit who put the enjoyment of it into the fruit as I say look to the orange only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pre-packed the orange who can pre-pack like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can pre-pack who has a machine who has a factory that can pre-pack like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Today we admire a person has some gift wrap or some gift bag, some beautiful design. And we say, what a bag, where you bought this from? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every fruit is gift for us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, musawwama fil jamil in front of the uyun. But nobody else. How many times we find a person who put that morsel of food in his mouth, but somehow it pops out? Wasn't for him. How many times he doesn't eat this sweet, but his 2-year-old child will come and put this sweet in his mouth? It was for you, my friend, I sent it for you. So let's say, look at the namaz, the gifts of Allah ta'ala upon you, you find Allah. But look at the eyes of the Imam, the eyes of the heart. And this will be your point of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the audience is the same. Look at the prefect of Allah. When you peel it inside, it's white of the peel. And every piece of the orange, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has packed within it also different sets of juices. Every set prefect, there's no intermingling and mixing. Today they have factories that they're making bottles. You're going to make sure there's no leaks in there. The cap is tight enough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pre-pack within that and more packaging also. My banda enjoys every sachet of the juice, he relishes it and you think about it. I was to say to your little grandson, your little child Allah ta'ala has given you, how you enjoy it, how you enjoy giving him the sweet, make him hop and jump over it, tell him Surah Fatiha, read some dua, tell him I love you, give me a kiss, how you enjoy him. He says in those little, in those rosy cheeks of his, in the soft lips of hers, the beautiful fingers that are so soft, and the smell of the child, as it says, find Allah for him, that was. Ya Allah, in a drop of sperm, there was nothing there. There were no lips, there were no eyes, there was no nose, there was nothing. Hawala subhanAllah, hawala ta'ala. Fatabarak Allah ahsan al khaliqin. Oh my Allah, you are so blessed. How perfect is your creation. So in the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, find Allah. But the talab and desire has to come into the heart. That every moment of my life, I am looking for Allah, I am looking, I am looking. Ya Allah, where will I find you? And as it says, that a person who will get into the belly, into the alley of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will shout out and say, I don't want to come out from here. The person who proposed to a girl, whom Allah Ta'ala gave beauty, and now he knows her address, and we know now, he's proposed to her, he knows where she stays. And somehow, to drop off a certain parcel, he will take a long route just to pass the road. He will drive up and down the street, and he will count the days. I want to leave, there will possibly be a glance of her, she might just see me also. I might just see her getting into the car, waiting somewhere. Muhabbat kibah. That person now, will fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will say, I don't want to come out from this valley. I don't want to come out from this valley. I'm enjoying this muhabbat into the khanna, coming out, sitting with the hadara, sitting with the mashayikh, studying the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mashayikh person will feel, Ya Allah, I don't want to come out. I don't want to come out. So find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I want to say that find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the jamal of Allah, in the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has made everything so beautiful. Naturally, the insan in his heart is inclined towards beauty. Allah Ta'ala has made the heart like that. Ask our youngsters, they let the new BM come out and how they see the design, the curves of the BM, and the inside, the interior, the different colors. Beauty attracts men. So above all of that, let the heart, let the eyes surpass all of these beauties that are perishable. And find the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautiful my Allah is, how he's created beauty. The things you enjoy, the beauty of Allah, the perfection. Some people say that perfectionists. But see the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has made insan, قَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. How Allah Ta'ala has created the insan so sophisticated that every country of the world possibly has some, has a faculty in their country that is studying their eyes still, how the eye functions, how your brain, how the heart is still functioning, what causes heart attack, what causes cholesterol, the ear is functioning, different body parts and organs, how these things are operating. Put all the faculties together of the entire world. No single country in the entire world can claim we have come to the bottom of how the eye operates. Still fascinated. Allah has made the beauty of every part of the sun. and his entire creation. There is no fault, there is no blemish. That a child is born not complete, incomplete child. A person may do plastic surgery, but he'll never be like how Allah Ta'ala created in the womb of the mother. That perfection, that beauty. So the nawaz of Allah, the jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will find Him. But how to look and where to look? That is the question. Where to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do we look for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When it comes to our simple mandates, affairs of our life, the person is sick, he runs to the doctor. From the doctor to the specialist, to the accident, where to where? And the amount of cost incurred. But then he is prepared to go. And here we find the mention, لكل شيء معجن وباعجنة المعرفة قلوب العارفين. That every single thing, their minds of it, for gold their minds, for silver their minds, for platinum their minds. So everything has a mind. And the minds of Allah Ta'ala, the definition of ma'rifat, the hearts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ma'rifat of Allah. But for us to tune our hearts correctly, and sit by the mashayikh, and take from them, and see from where to Allah Ta'ala will take a person, his salah will become salah, his zakat will become zakat, his hajj will become hajj. A murid goes to hajj, he returns to hajj, and the sheikh asks him, did you go to Baytullah? He says, yes, I went to Baytullah, I went to the house of Allah. He says, what did you see there? So he says, I saw the house of Allah. The sheikh says, you must go back to hajj. He says, why? He says, the reason being, when you go to visit somebody at his home, do you go to see the house or do you visit the person? If you haven't seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you haven't made to hajj. He says, open the eyes of the heart, go by the doctors of the heart. And you'll find the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the person's life will become life. And his life also will become death, will become true death in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, the person now, the King Asad al-Hashim, rahimahullah ta'ala, Abu Hashim was a very pious person. He said, why is it that we know about death? His imminence is going to happen, we have to leave this world, we have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how is it that still the heart doesn't want to accept it? We still fear it, we don't like it. Although we know that the grass is greener on that side, in Jannah things are better. But how come the heart doesn't want to know that? So he says, عَمَّرْتُمْ الدُّنْيَا وَخَرَبْتُمُ الْآخِرَةِ. That when you come to your world, you have built up your world. You have built up your world. My home is freehold, my business is freehold, my cars are freehold. I'm enjoying my life. You built up your home, but you've emptied your akhirah. There's nothing to go to look forward to. There's nothing there looking for me. I've got everything here cash. There's nothing left over there for me to go towards. But this is the time that we can build our akhirah. But this will happen when the hearts are open, when they are tuned correctly. Where the person will hand himself over to the mashayikh, and they will do the operation upon the heart. And they will remove all the blockages. And they will remove the cataract of the heart, the eyes cannot see. Like how Philippi has said, he has just said basirat li, just said basarat li, just said basirat li. The person who gives up his eyesight in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will grant him eyes of the heart. Now when you give up the eyes, they're looking at haram. You can hit the button on the internet and look at haram. You can send a message ahead and get involved in haram. But he will save himself, save his heart, save his eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him eyes of the heart. And what he will see then, and how he will see, his looking will be different. His taste will be different. Zakir Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says that one is a kidney with one of Abdul Ghani Yukuri rahmatullah alayhi. We were eating simple dar. The Hazrat mentioned that Zakir Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he said, what are we eating? He says, we're eating dar. But he said, I'm eating the rest and taste of biryani in my dar. But Zakir Sahib says, how is it possible? He said, because I can actually feel and see the hand that is feeding me. I can feel it, I can see the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeding me. Therefore my face is different. My face is different. My whole life is different. The secret of my life is different. Today we enjoy the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we experience this. Our salary is tasteless. The roza we are counting how many hours in UK is so long. How much does he manage it? The Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say that the thing I enjoy most is the long days of keeping roza and staying thirsty for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After my demise, these days will be lost. But we are counting hours. We start our salah to complete the namaz. Sahaba Ibrahim started salah to enjoy salah. They started the ibadah to enjoy the ibadah. They went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give their life, we go to return home to save our life. So look into the lives of our mashayikh, we call our mashayikh, and see how they reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how they became our kafir and muzruks. Today we call them our mashayikh, our seniors, our elders. But see how they reached the maqam and the status. Where they were, and where, in whose hand they put their hand, and how quickly they traversed all the stages. And they reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now they are holding other people's hands and taking them also. And how people would say, may shelter, who can be shelter? Now I am walking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you also join me. And we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. But they say, the one home, yes, we have challenges. It is there, Nafs al-Shaytan is there. They say, Allah, we'll walk, we'll chalte hai, we'll girte hai. We'll uthte hai, we'll chalte hai. Ya Allah, we walk towards you, we fall down. We still get up, we dust ourselves, we fall in guna, we make tawbah, we say, Father, we get up, we walk once again. We don't stop. We continue to almost. Therefore, it's important for us to see our mashayikh, we call our mashayikh, how they became mashayikh. How they became so pious, how they reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we want to reach. Which route in life they took. And all kasas of deen, all our mashayikh, how did they reach that maqam and the status? They were sitting on route that they took to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we have to see. And which hospital they went to, where they enrolled themselves, and they attained with muhabbat and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this love made them beqarar, made them restless. The night became restless, the days became restless in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their hearts began burning with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This theme of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat we have begun into the heart, and we have to retain it till our last breath. Look into the lives of him, you will see. Just an example, the Shaykh of Islam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, rahmatullah alayh. Our Hazrat says, according to him, he says, if it was not for the Shaykh of Islam, rahmatullah alayh, through his efforts in India, etc., he says, there's a great possibility that today we wouldn't have been Muslims. The effort he made, the burn of the heart of the ummah, that love to deen, the love of Allah and Rasul, they put him into halkat and movement, they took the belt of the heart of every person. Endlessly, over 80 years old, traveling the length and breadth of the country, giving one bayan, one lecture in the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how to see him into their life? We read the life history of the Shaykh al-Islam, rahmatullah alayhi, he says that when he wrote a carol of the yoga, there's another student, first year, second year, he said, I wasn't interested, I wanted to play, I wanted to relax. But I had great love for my ustaz, Shaykh al-Lim, Mahmud al-Hassan sahab, rahmatullah alayhi. And I wanted to take bayat to him. So I expressed my desire to have Shaykh al-Lim, rahmatullah alayhi, but he says no. As long as Shaykh al-Lim, as long as Hassan Gangohi, rahmatullah alayhi, who was his Shaykh, is still alive, you will have to go to Gangohi Sharif and take bayat to him. Finally, Shaykh al-Islam was sent to Gangohi. He says, I went reluctantly. Like how many of you students now, I'm not sure that you should take bi'at, don't take bi'at. There is a person in different facets of life, I'm not sure what it's about. Should I go ahead, put my hand into somebody's hand, take bi'at, then I'm caught up, then I'm restricted, then I can't do this and I can't do that. But he says, now I have no information that I went. And Hazrat Mu'i Rahmatullah Ali's tarteeb was that any person who wanted to take bi'at, Hazrat used to chase him away first. Stop like a thing, chase him away. Till he was society in habit, this person really wanted to take bi'at. But because of the Shaykh al-Hind, wa Mahmud al-Hassan sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, sent wa Mahmud al-Hassan rahmatullah alayhi, and this is conveyed to the boy, as soon as he came into the Khanqa, he took his bi'at. He says, nah, I was stuck, there's no way out. And the zikr he gave me also, he said, I don't want to try and give him zikr also. I want to relax, I want to enjoy my life, so far. As I say, many a person thinks that I'm gonna finally enjoy my life. But there's no enjoyment. Example, as it means, he sees a person now, he took a bribery to million rand. Or he robbed the bank of ₹1 million, and he's escaping and he's gone far away. He's got a bag in his hand, he's whistling away, he's enjoying himself and building his castles now in the air. Then now I can change my car and I can do this and I can do that and everything. Then he gets a phone call from a well-wisher. And the police are on your back. They know who you are, they saw you on CCTV. So he says now all his castles are destroyed. And now that bag of money which was enjoyable for him has become a burden. And he finds an open manhole. And now the dua comes from the heart for that person who opened that manhole. That money and money and he had been within the bag, he throws it into the manhole. And just then the police swoop onto him. But they don't know who he was, no crowd around there. And as normal, he's listening and he's walking away. He said he gave up a million riyal and he's more happy now than he was before he had it. A person thinks now I'm enjoying myself in guna and sin, I will die without this. If I don't have this in my life, what will I do? Hazrat says, get the enjoyment of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and love to give up those guna to become enjoyable. A person will enjoy himself and bring it. So here Shaykh al-Islam rahmatullah alayhi, he says thereafter he proceeded after some time to Madinah to Munawwara. When Ahmad did fi rahmatullah alayhi, he says when I went to Madinah to Munawwara, somebody mentioned to me that there was a Hindi boy that came to Rauza Mubarak, a boy from India. Came to Rauza Mubarak and his salat and salam and he got jawab and he passed in the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said I was astounded. A non-Arab youngster, who's this young boy? So they showed me the house, he says, I went there, I knocked on the door, a handsome young boy opens the door, I go into the house, and I tell him, I'm looking for a certain youngster, the son of Sayyid Habib. The youngster, very bashful, puts his head down, he says, may you, Hussein Ahmad Madani. At this age, you're already, through the barakat of the mashayikh, and staying in their company. 18 years teaching hadith at Rauza Mubarak, he says, when he goes back to his sheikh in Gangwa, after 2 years in Madinah Munawwara, he says, first I go to Darul Ulum, meet my asatiza, etc. Understand, this is the life of a mashayikh. How they made adab of their sheikh. Today we find people around that little khidmat of the sheikh and they say, this is idol worship. What is this about? Look into the kitab. That is why Allah says, little knowledge of deen to also is dangerous. A person with little knowledge now wants to give fatwa and he wants to have an opinion in deen. He says he goes from Dioban, he takes a walk to Gangoshi. I'm going to meet my sheikh. It is bare adbi and against adab for me to even give you convenience. He goes walking. And as he goes near to Gangoshi, he says that he gets to cry like a child. That, Ya Allah, what place will I have for Shu Hazrat? I haven't made zikr, I haven't made my salah properly. What will I tell him? But Hazrat was waiting for him. The heart was synchronized. Muhabbat was there from both sides. And his heart was ready to gain from the sheikh also. So he says, when I reached Gangwa Sharif, Hazrat is waiting for me outside the khanqa already. He had a kurta sewn for me, an imama, and he was waiting for me, took me in. And Hazrat asked him, what did you bring for me? So he says that I had a friend who was working in the haram of Madinah to Munawwara, who was able to get for me 3 khajur from the tree that was growing in the haram. And a friend I had was Sufi Rauza Mubarak, from there I got some sand. He said, when I gave this to Hazrat, he put this on his eye and he went to a hali to ecstasy. This is a Madinah Munawwara. And he said, for 2-3 months, he stayed by Hazrat Gangohi, rahmatullah alayhi, and upon finishing his tarbiyah and isaah upon his hand, he stayed with his sheikh. Made his isaah under the eyes of a spiritual doctor. Then Hazrat gave him the khilafah and sent him back to Madinah Munawwara. He said, the time came making dhikr in the haram of Madinah Munawwara, the nisbat. These are talking about the mashayikh. Because of them, the Imam al-Sayyid. He says, sitting in the Arab of Madinah to Munawwara, I was making a dhikr. And he says, suddenly I felt a condition coming upon me. And I felt as if Hazrat Gangohi was taking form into me. It became so real, he says, that I began looking at people around me. I even had to bite my hand to feel whether it is my hand or the Gangohi's hand. Then he writes to the Gangohi and says, Hazrat, this is what I felt. He says, this is the level of Falah to Sheikh, the level of your wish of love to your Sheikh. Now soon you will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to come and listen to the maktab of Islah and Tasawwuf, understand that we have to link ourselves with those people who are engines, those that our life will come out like dambas, like just containers and empty carriages waiting to be moved for someone. So these majalis, these mashayikhs, they are traveling the world, traveling the country, with this dard and this flame of Allah and Muhammad in their heart, is for us now to open our hearts, to sit in their majalis, and making intention, Ya Allah, the sifat of ihsan and love they have in their heart, Ya Allah, we want a bit of them also in our hearts. So our life becomes true life. Muhabbat of our children and her wife become true Muhabbat and love. So like this, inshallah, as well, we'll continue after Isha. Let us sit with others and respect, come as close as possible. After Maghrib Salah, the program will continue. Let us sit with open hearts and take in the hearts of those that have the Muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I want to say, make good du'as. Ya Allah, make my kamil and mukammal islah. Ya Allah, make my complete and perfect reformation. My islam will be complete and will be perfect. Ya Allah, that is so big and that is Muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. InshaAllah, we can prepare for Maghrib Salah, inshaAllah. Those that wish to make wudu, at least that we can proceed and make wudu, so we can engage in Tilawat and Zikr and Quran together.